Will your church be one of the issues, etc. 300? Hi, this is Todd Wilkin. We're looking for 300 congregations to pledge $1,000 to Issues, etc. in their budgets. To find out more about the Issues, etc. 300, click the support page of our website, issuesetc.org. You'll even find a one-page informational flyer. Please consider including Issues, etc. in your church's mission or advertising budget. The Issues, etc. 300.
We have to be looking at all of this a little bit more spiritual, but it won't be spiritual on October 21 because the Bible clearly teaches that then the world is going to be destroyed altogether.
I clearly have done things that were wrong. I've clearly had to seek God's forgiveness. People have to decide whether or not what I've said and what I've done is real.
When I touched my hand against the Western Wall and placed my prayer between its ancient stones, I thought of all the centuries that the children of Israel had longed to return to their ancient homeland.
The Holy Spirit is interested in glorifying the Christ, the Messiah, and he points all of our attention to the incarnation, God becoming flesh and laying down his life as a sacrifice for us.
Thank you for providing theology for clerical collar, white collar, and blue collar.
Well, the death count from the Joplin tornado now stands at over 120 people. There are still many missing or unaccounted for, not all of them necessarily in dire peril, but the destruction there is, well, everyone who visits the site is impressed by how deep the destruction of that Midwest town has been after a tornado struck it over the weekend. Greetings and welcome to Issues, Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in. On this Thursday afternoon, May the 26th, we'll get a live update from Joplin, Missouri on tornado relief efforts there. Pastor Carlos Hernandez of LCMS World Relief and Human Care will be our guest for about 10 minutes. Then we're going to continue our series and actually conclude our series on Genesis and its creation account. We'll talk about science and creation. Dr. Joel Heck, author of the Issues, Etc. Book of the Month for May, In the Beginning, God, Creation from God's Perspective, will be our guest. Now, you can join us for the next hour. We are coming to you live this Thursday afternoon, 1-877-623-MYIE. 877-623-6943. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, a tweet @issuesetc. Pastor Carlos Hernandez is a regular guest and director of districts and congregations for LCMS World Relief and Human Care. Pastor Hernandez, welcome back.
Thank you, Todd.
You have witnessed a lot of devastations due to a lot of different conditions all over the world. How does the depth of the destruction there in Joplin, Missouri, compare with what you've seen before?
Well, it's already been designated as probably the worst tornado in recent American history. We've been to Greensboro, Kansas, which is actually a more intense NF5. But what's different here is that the tornado was slow. It was going 20 miles an hour, and it's sort of like we refer to the grinding up feature of this tornado, which means there was more destruction. It stayed above the homes and the businesses longer, and so therefore causing more destruction and fatalities.
What are the main needs that you are perceiving as you come upon the disaster scene?
The main need right now, and we've seen it wherever we've gone, is transitional housing. I mean, there's many, many homes that were just destroyed. Hundreds of homes are destroyed. Areas that are just completely ground up. Nothing left. And people need transitional housing, rentals, which there are very few. They're having to go out in outlying areas. So that right now is probably the number one need. The other need, close to it, we were at a center, happened to be at our Emmanuel Lutheran Church near the destruction. They have a clinic, and a doctor was there, and he was saying that one of the main things that is affecting people is post-traumatic stress. People are in shock. People are traumatized. So that's a great need for counselors, for people to have the opportunity to talk through, debrief with what they've gone through.
How have you been able to make connections there once you've arrived so that real relief work can begin?
Well, of course, the faith-based organizations are always primary. I mean, we've seen that all over the country. In some parts of the country, I would say, like, for example, Katrina, if it wasn't for the faith-based organizations, there wouldn't have been as much done, you know, just leaving it up to the government. So the government relies, actually, on the work of the faith-based organizations. So we, Emmanuel Lutheran Church was our contact, and it happened to be right pretty close to the center of the two areas with the most major destruction. It was spared with little damage or relatively small damage. So it's become, the school's gymnasium has become the center for relief, food, clothing. When we were leaving about around noon, they were already feeding people, water, case management services, referring people to where there might be resources, and at the same time providing resources. LCMS, World Relief for Human Care, working with the district, the Missouri district, is providing cash for people who need to get into some rentals, which often takes, you know, a first to last paying deposit, that kind of thing.
I was speaking with this about this with my wife last evening, and she said that in a conversation she'd had, cash was one of those things that people often forget. You know, they may rush to the basement or to a safe place in their house, but after their home has been entirely blown away, they have absolutely no resources or only whatever money they may have on them at that point. And they're really left with very little to do. Talk about that, if you would.
Well, absolutely. I mean, in fact, just before we left there, they had to put up a sign, no more used clothing, please. You know, we need cash donations. So this is why LCMS World Relief and Human Care is it welcomes donations. You can go to our website, or I think you have the information right there. I'm not at my desk, or I can read all the website. But it's been a rough season. We have tornado. I just came back from Alabama, and more tornadoes there, and Arkansas, and so our funds are being depleted to help these churches and these organizations with money to help people, you know, get into their homes and buy food and clothing, which is another thing that you lose when in a home is you lose everything. So yes, cash is what we need to be able to help these people in an appropriate way that meets their real needs.
Pastor Hernandez, when people see you there on the disaster scene, perhaps wearing your clerical collar, and they ask, Pastor, why did this happen? What do you tell them?
Funny you should ask that, because that's exactly the question that the staff, the people who are the caregivers, the pastors, the caregivers, I said, what do we tell people? And, you know, we believe that our God is a good and gracious God, and he does not, you know, punish. This is not a punishment, but because we live in an imperfect and sinful world, I mean, that's part of living on this side of paradise. And even within the disaster, a natural disaster, which is part of our human condition in an imperfect world, the providence of God is there. And amazingly, this is why we hear from people, even though they've lost their homes. I was talking to a gentleman this afternoon who lost his home, and he was just happy that him and his wife and family were spared. And so all you hear from people is faith stories of how God kept them, even amidst all this crisis. So we don't actually hear but the caregivers, the people who are going to be staying here long after we leave are wondering what they should say if and when somebody asks, why is God doing this? But people of faith know that even in times of trial and tribulation and disaster, that God is still there with them.
Pastor Hernandez, what do those who are listening to us need to know most about the Joplin tornado and its aftermath?
I think what they need to know is that we do, as I mentioned again, I know this sounds kind of like forward, but yes, we do need cash donations. You know, we just have left a major gift here. The district also left a gift, and so that's what we want to do. We want to help the congregations and the other agencies in the community to do their work long after we leave, and to be able to provide the cash assistance that they need to rent their homes, to buy food, to buy clothing. Many of the businesses are down. The Walmart was down. The Walgreens. Many of these businesses are down, and that, of course, means the loss of wages. So, cash is paramount need. So we're looking for those donations to LCMS World Relief and Human Care.
Folks, you can earmark an online donation right now for Joplin Tornado Relief. Just go to the Listen on Demand page, issuesetc.org, and click on the link there for Joplin Tornado Relief, or you can call 888-930-4438, 888-930-4438, to earmark an online donation or an over-the-phone donation for Joplin Tornado Relief. Pastor Carlos Hernandez is Director of Districts and Congregations for LCMS World Relief and Human Care. Keep up the good work, and thanks for being our guest.
And thank you.
He joined us live from Joplin, Missouri. When we come back, we're going to be talking, well, with Joel Heck, who's been on the show quite a bit. We've been doing a series with him, in fact, concluding a four-part weekly series with him in the next 45 minutes of the program. The series is about Genesis and its creation account. Of course, we've talked about Genesis in the New Testament, the Old Testament, the context of the book, the meaning of the word day. In the next 45 minutes of the program, live this Thursday afternoon, May the 26th, we'll conclude our series talking about science and creation. Are they completely at odds with one another? Dr. Joel Heck, after this. Right now, many churches are planning their budgets for the next fiscal year. Your church can support the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. by joining the Issues Etc. 300. We're looking for 300 congregations to include $1,000 in their mission or advertising budgets. Find out more about the Issues Etc. 300 on the support page of our website, issuesetc.org. Don't miss your congregation's budget deadline. Download the flyer and present it to your congregation today.
The Concordia Catechetical Academy presents its annual symposium on catechesis in Waukesha, Wisconsin, June 15th through the 17th. This year's theme, the third article of the Creed, the person and work of the Holy Spirit. Pastors Peter Bender, Christopher Esquette, Peter Scare, Rick Stuckwish, and Dean Taylor make presentations on private confession and absolution, Jesus' catechesis on the Holy Spirit, and what it means to confess one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. Register online at peacesussex.org.
Educating a new generation of Lutherans, you're listening to Issues Etc.
The beautiful shoreline, the calming sound of Lake Michigan, the glorious sunrise, the warm June afternoons. This is Wisconsin Lakeshore Luther Hostel on the campus of Concordia University, Wisconsin, June 11th through the 14th, 2011. The program? Dr. Paul L. Meyer, professor of history at Western Michigan University and frequent guest on Issues Etc. Hit the topic? The Crescent and the Cross. Islam and Christianity. Dr. Meyer will cover the historical background of Muhammad, the rise of Islam around the world, the beliefs and practices of this world religion, and what its future may hold. In addition, the four-day, three-night Luther Hostel includes interesting day trips to area attractions. For details how you can register for Wisconsin Lakeshore Luther Hostel, sponsored by the Concordia Bible Institute on the campus of Concordia University, Wisconsin, visit the Concordia Bible Institute website at www.concordiabible.org or phone 262-243-4343.